Okay, the Transfiguration, a pretty big deal, of course. Well, I think I've got to apologize in advance to at least some of you. Most of the time when I hear this reading, I think of Star Wars. Sorry, girls. I know Girl Scout Sunday and Star Wars isn't the greatest combination I could come up with, but there we are. So, specifically, I think of the scenes from Empire Strikes Back when Yoda is training Luke in the ways of the Force. So, for those of you that have never seen Star Wars and care absolutely nothing for Star Wars, hang on. I will circle back to the gospel, I promise. For those of you that could use a bit of a refresher, at this point, Luke, already I'm mixing my stories. Luke is in this secluded place alone with Yoda, and his ship is about halfway sunk in a nearby swamp. And Yoda is not teaching Luke to be a fighter. All right? The fighting parts of being a Jedi really do seem to be the least important thing that Yoda has to offer him. And guys, some of the greatest quotes from the entire series is from this part of this movie. One is, "The Force is my ally, and a powerful ally it is." By the way, I can't do Yoda's voice, and I'm not even going to try. Don't judge me. But the other quote that I have to specify today is, "Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter." Just like Jesus at the Transfiguration, Yoda is teaching his disciple that the true reality of everyone, not just him, everyone, is more than meets the eye. And Luke kind of gets it, but not really. He's getting there, but he has a ways to go. And shortly after, his ship completely sinks into the muck, and then he goes, "Oh, well, now we'll never get it out." Yoda says, "We'll lift it up with the Force." Luke tries, he can't, it's too big. Yoda lifts up his hand and raises the X-Wing completely out of the swamp without even breaking a sweat. And Luke, panting from exhaustion, says, "I don't believe it." And Yoda responds, "And that is why you fail." I want you to consider that lesson, if you will. We are luminous beings, he says. We are so much more than what meets the eye. We are positively glowing with divine greatness in spite of our plain outward appearance. Everybody has it, no matter what, but it takes faith to bring it out. That's where the personal effort comes into play. You actually have to believe that the Force is something beyond the physical. And you know what? I don't care that we're talking about fiction. I don't care if it's only a movie. That's a beautiful thing to hear. And that's part of the reason that those movies have stood the test of time. So getting back to the Gospel, Episode 5, The Roman Empire Strikes Back. Thank you for not booing me on that one. I was a little worried about that one. That was pretty bad. So we still have a teacher. He's not some kind of weird space leprechaun. He's a Jewish carpenter. Just as easy to underestimate. And he has this transfiguration where he is showing his disciples and everyone here today that we are luminous beings. We are more beautiful here on the inside than we could ever guess. And all of our glory is entirely from God. If you saw it with your own eyes, you'd think you'd gone blind. That's how bright our glory is, because it's nothing less than the glory of God. But, like Star Wars, that glory will remain dormant and inert without faith. Okay? Internal conviction, tempered by wisdom, is how you bring that glory out for all to see. Now, in the Bible, in the Gospel, I should say, there are two people that are a whole lot like Luke Skywalker. Two people who have some faith, but still have a ways to go. And I'm talking about Peter and Judas. Both of those guys are really trying to learn the ways of Jesus. You know, Peter, for his part, he has enough faith to walk on water, but not enough faith to keep it going for more than a minute. Luke, he can lift rocks with his mind, but he can't lift his ship out of the swamp because he thinks it's too big. It's the same problem in principle. Like Luke, Peter has some trouble letting go of the physical. Remember the Garden of Gethsemane, right before Jesus is arrested? A bunch of people come to arrest Jesus, and Peter, in his zeal to protect his rabbi, his teacher, he whips out a sword and lops off a guy's ear. And Jesus says, "He who lives by the sword dies by the sword," which is Jesus' polite way of saying, "Peter, we need to be beyond that sort of thing. We are luminous beings, all of us, but it takes faith to bring it out. And we have to let go of our swords, and we have to let go of our doubts. Because both of those things belong to the physical world, and we don't need them. In fact, they will enslave us if we give them the chance." Peter eventually learns that lesson. Judas does not. And Judas really believed in Jesus. If you could ask him to his face, he would truthfully tell you, "I believed in Jesus more than any of the other disciples. I was Jesus' number one fan." But Judas was absolutely convinced that Jesus would be the Messiah in some military, political, or social way. I mean, he really believed Jesus was the guy to throw off the shackles of the Roman Empire for all the world to see. And Judas just couldn't get it in his head that the true glory of Jesus was beyond all that business. And Judas suffers greatly for it. So, I don't hate Judas. I pity him. He became enslaved to things that always seem important, but never really are. And I can't help but wonder, how would the gospel story have ended if Judas had seen the transfiguration with his own two eyes? We'll never know. Now, all of us here today are at least a little bit like Peter and Judas. All of you have some faith, some belief. But all of you have limits to that faith. All of you, every single one of you, at least in some small way, depends on a physical reassurance. And that's fine. It's just you and me and everybody else in the world. But we have an interior glory about us that Jesus revealed on that mountaintop, and every day of our lives is another chance for that glory to come out a little bit more. So believe. Believe that the Holy Spirit is your ally, and a powerful ally it is. Yes.